Hello, everybody. Welcome to the first episode of A Girl and a Gay, starring your girl, Miss Rachel Ward.
Hello. Happy to be
And
here.
love to see you, love to see it. And then starring a gay, me. All right, now let's get into
Sweet.
it.
AKA, say your name, Daniel Cusimano.
Oh. Daniel Cusimano, if you didn't know, and you're on this podcast, babes, buckle the fuck up. Miss Rachel, why don't we talk to the people about what we're gonna talk about? Because this has been a long time in the works. Like, I feel like we've been talking about this since I blocked you on the circle. Like, I feel like this has been it.
Bitch, I got blocked and I left the apartment building and I was like, I need a podcast with this man. This man is my best
Her.
friend.
Period.
From the
I love
moment
it.
I left that building. To Daniel's point, we have been talking about this for a really long time, but yesterday I woke up and Daniel was mid mental breakdown and I texted his ass and I still said, should we start a podcast? And here we are 12 hours later filming and recording this. So
Absolutely. Was I spiraling? 1000%. Am I still spiraling? 1000%. But am I still here? 1000%.
of course, Daniel is the one person who will show up for you no matter what. He's down for anything. This man,
I am.
I said, come to the bars with us. He's finally 21 at this point. He flew his ass from Florida to LA in the same day.
In the same day, I don't play. You said I was depressed over a man, and see, I'm seeing a common theme. If I'm depressed over a man, I'm flying. I'm leaving the state.
I'm flying.
I'm literally leaving, going cross country. And she said, come to the bungalow. And what did I do? I got on that flight, left my man behind. I still am in love with him. He's named after cheese, and that's all I'm gonna say. And that's the first red flag. Anyways, and we went to the bungalow and had a perfect night.
So much to unpack here. But with that being said, I woke up, I texted Daniel, he's mid mental spiraling. I said, should we start a podcast? And he said, yes. So here we are 12 hours later, starting our first podcast. We're so happy that you're here and listening. And I think our vision for this is really to, we have a structure in mind, we have an idea, but we really want it to be fluid. We want it to be easygoing. You know, we sat down, we had an idea yesterday, and we sat down, and here we are doing it. And I think that's going to be a common theme for the rest of these episodes, is we're kind of just going to roll with it.
Well, that's the best thing, though. I don't want to pre-plan like what I want to say and what I want to do. I want to come in with a theme. I want to come in with some questions and answers. I mean, babes, we're going to be hitting everything from relationships to jobs to reality TV to friendships to bosses to work. You name it, babes, it's getting spoken about. Don't, no questions asked. No filter, bitch. You know it's going to be said.
Yeah, I'm excited. We're usually going to start off with a little bit of catch up, which I think we can probably dive into it pretty soon. Daniel has a lot that he needs to update me on that I haven't even heard. I haven't even heard, you guys. I have not heard these updates yet. I'm really nervous. I called him and he looked like he was crying. I said,
Bitch, come
wait.
on.
I said, wait, don't tell me. Save it for the
Wait,
podcast.
don't speak. God.
I'm like,
All
I
right.
love you. I'm sorry that you're sad right now, but you're gonna say this on the podcast. So typically, I
I
think
love it.
we'll start off with the intro of, you know, catch up and then to into the main meat and then today's guest or Q&A. We don't have a Q&A today, so I think we can kind of just jump into life updates, Daniel.
Oh, you want to go first? 'Cause,
I can go
babes.
first. I can go first. My life,
Go for it.
I don't have too many updates. I just got back from Canada, which was really fun. The men there, I don't know if you like men with mustaches, Daniel, but I think I have a new type.
Okay, here's the thing. Men with mustaches, it depends. If it's too big and burly, it's like, calm down. But like, if it's a nice little moment that goes on with the goatee, perfect. Like, Matt's is ugly. But other than that, I really love anybody else's.
Does Matt have a mustache right now?
Yes, he does. Matt always has a mustache.
He
I'm
also
looking
has
at it as
a
we
beard.
speak
He
right
also has a
now.
beard.
Well, like,
Canadian.
it's a mustache that goes into the beard.
Canadian men typically, me stereotyping Canadian men, the ones that I saw in Canada had, they didn't have like a full beard moment. It was just like a nice little mustache. And I was like, oh my God, do I love this?
That's no, that's so you're typing. That's so nasty. That's so nasty. Just a mustache with nothing accompanying it. No, I have to go. It
I
has to
mean, a
go.
little bit, but not like Matt status.
You know what we should do? I would love if we can do something where it's like on the podcast, this is off the whim, daily polls. Like, we have a discussion and we're going to have a poll. So do we love men with mustaches? Yes or no? And I need our people watching the podcast. You got to vote. Go on our Instagram.
Vote. We'll have a little vote, poll up. Comment. If you're vote. Seeing us on TikTok or Instagram, DM us at Rachel Ward _ at Daniel Cusmano. Let us
know. Yeah, please. I need to know because just a singular mustache is brave, bitch. And I don't know. I feel like they're going to do some like country line dance with me. And I'm honestly a little terrified.
I wish I took photos. I wish I should have been on Hinge more when I was there so I could screenshot these men and send them to you and get your approval.
Okay, that's going to be a whole nother thing. We need to do a whole episode on Hinge and just like going through it, like just swiping right or left on our types. Yeah. Ah, love.
Amazing, amazing. So yeah, got back from Canada, prepping this week for Circle Wrap Party season 4. Haven't watched a single episode, but really excited to meet the cast.
I hate you. I hate your ass.
Congrats to the cast of season 4, first of all. I love all of you. Did I watch a single minute of it? No. Do I support you? Am I happy for you? Am I here for it? I am absolutely here for it. I'm so happy for you. But we are protecting our peace. And that's all I'm going to say.
And that's it. But see, I watched it and I loved it. I have my whole thoughts and opinions on it. And that can be something else. But no, it was good. I wish I was going there. I should be at the Circle Wrap Party cheering on these bitches. Hello?
You're probably more deserving to be at that party than I am.
1,000%.
Really, really happy for them. Really excited for that. I'm going to get my hair done on Friday. Don't know what I'm wearing yet. And the week after that, I go to New York for Justin Bieber. And that's about all I have.
I hate you. You being a believer is a whole nother thing. Like, in a sense, there's a part of me that wants to say grow up, but then I love this era for you. So okay, it's a mixed
bag. I'm a follower of the Belieber Nation, if that makes any sense. So my best friend is the Belieber, and I just love New York. So here I am flying my ass on a $500 flight to New York.
I hear you. I low-key want to go, though. I honestly think going to a Justin Bieber concert would honestly just be so much. I think it'd be the craziest time of my life. Can you turn
that light on, please? It would be a full circle moment for, like, teenage me. I've been to a Jonas Brothers concert. That was, you know, little me was screaming inside.
So I love this. I need to go to a One Direction concert, though, and they need to come back, and that I'll die on that hill. I'm waiting for the Directioners to reunite, to come back together, to get it together for my sanity, for my health.
But
no question.
Harry Styles is so iconic. He needs to be on his own forever. I love that man.
Oh, I hope he's doing well. I would die to see him. I would die. Literally die. I hope he's doing well. I hope he's thriving. I hope he's thriving. I hope he's killing it. But no, you're busy, bitch. You got a lot going on. Hello? I'd just be in Austin vibing.
I had a mental breakdown literally 3 days ago over it. I was like, I do this thing, and this can also be a whole other episode of, like, social anxiety where I say yes to everything and I overbook myself, and then I am overcome with anxiety, and I'm like, oh my God, I need to, like, and then I bail on people, and that's really bad. But anyways, that's something.
That we need to work on that.
We need to work on that. She needs
help. Thank you. She needs, you know what she needs? Therapy, mama. She needs therapy.
So I think for the bulk of this episode, Daniel is going to need some boy advice. So he's going to take us through his life lately and things that I'm not even updated on. And I think that the bulk of this episode will be giving Daniel advice on how to pull him out of his mental breakdown right now that he's having over a man.
Okay. Okay, here's the thing. Honestly, mentally right now, before I get into it, I'm okay. Like, this did happen probably 2 hours ago, but I'm okay. Did I book my plane ticket home to leave tomorrow? 1,000%. Don't get it twisted. Like, I tell you, when men problem happens, I fly. I booked that flight, bitch.
You're kidding. I was not expecting that.
No, I'm leaving tomorrow at noon. Anyways, it's fine. Okay, so here's the thing. Let me give the readers and whatever, not readers, people watching this and listening, the rundown. I come into Austin. Matt had to leave for work. I'm watching his dog, so I'm on Tinder. Swipe. Hottest man I've ever seen in my whole entire life. I'm going to say it, and I hate saying it, but I'm going to say it. And honestly, he's probably going to watch this. I'm not kidding you. I know he's going to watch this. So if you're watching this.
We need a fake name. Can we give him a fake name?
Yeah. What name do we want to give him?
Let's call him Zane.
Zane. Love. Come on, One Direction. Okay. So Zane is watching this. Zane, if you watch this, DM me. It'll be funny. Don't worry. No hard feelings, but kind of, actually. Not really. Okay, anyways, here's the thing. So Zane matches me, and he has a really good pickup line. He's like, oh, my roommate's from Paris, like Paris, Texas. Not a pickup line. I just thought it was really funny. And I was like, bitch, there's Paris, Texas. Shut the fuck up, because I have a picture of Paris in my bio. Me and this man talk. Let's flash forward. I have never communicated with a man like this before. Like, we are paragraphs, and the most you can imagine, and I'm like, I'm in love. He's hot. He's a good communicator, and he's hot. I'm in love. Did I say he's hot? Like, I was in love. Rachel, can you attest to the viewers that this man was hot?
I will say, he was really hot, but I'm dying at the fact that Daniel has two requirements. He's hot, and he's a good communicator. So he's my husband.
But he's hot.
But he's hot. And he's hot.
Listen, he's hot. Listen, in the gay community, you can't ask for too much. Whatever, that night, we swap Snapchat, phone numbers, whatever, and he's like, I would love to take you on a date. Like, I would really love to take you on a date. Great, we set something up in, like, the next week because we're both busy. It's fine. Every day, he is my best friend on Snapchat. We are snapping videos. We are snapping this. We are texting, like, paragraphs, saying all the things. He's sending me embarrassing photos of myself. I'm sending him embarrassing photos of me, videos. The worst. Because I'm a firm believer in the statement, you can never say the wrong thing to the right person.
Yes, 100%.
And Matt's mom taught me that. Literally, yeah. Love her. Me anyways, too. So whatever, the date is coming. He's saying all these cute things. He's like, seeing those videos like makes me want to see you even more. Like, you are so cute. He watched an episode of The Circle. I'm like, I'm in love with Zane. Like, he's sending me videos. He's like, you are so cute. He's like, I would so have a crush on you. Like, all of this stuff. Like, if I saw you on the show, everything. And like, just commenting on how adorable, like, cute I am, whatever. And I'm like, oh my God, it's him. Like, I am like, I'm never leaving Texas. How do I tell Vicky and Roger, my parents, I'm moving here?
He was.
Like, how do I tell them that?
All things considered, typically Daniel is, we're both, Daniel, you and I are kind of dramatic people. I'll fully own that I'm a very dramatic person, and Daniel is 1,000%. Very dramatic as well. But I will say, this man was Daniel's type to a T. Like, I had not seen anyone that was more perfect looks wise, and I'm gonna believe Daniel, communication wise, there was no one perfect than this man for Daniel.
No, there wasn't, and I'm like saying that, like, and I still die on this hill. I have never met a man like this in my life ever. How we communicated, like how it was, like I was literally like, I'm so souped for this man, and whatever. So I literally go out, I get a whole new fucking outfit because I didn't expect to go on a date with my husband. And I posted on my story, and he follows me. And he said the cutest thing, where he was like, I feel like I'm watching a behind the scenes. He was like, I'm not going to vote. We're going to stay neutral. And I was like, LOL, cute. Whatever. The day of the date comes. Again, we are best friends on Snap. We talk every fucking day. Like, I FaceTimed him. The day after we matched at midnight. Literally, I FaceTimed him the next day, and we're talking about life and, like, all this. Like, when's the last time you FaceTimed with someone not even knowing them for a fucking day?
Yeah,
like, no, hello? And we were already best friends. Psycho. Whatever. So the day of the date comes, and he's like, oh, like, today is the day, mister, like, blah, 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 all cute. He wanted to take me out to a restaurant. He said, I'll pick you up wherever you are in Austin, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, cool, fun, fair, fresh. This man picks me up. He's also a pediatric nurse, by the way. Zane is a pediatric fucking nurse with muscles literally bigger than my fucking, like,
I forgot we named him Zane. I literally forgot we named him Zane. Okay, so Zane, the pediatric nurse, who's watched you officially prep for this date for 48 hours. Imagine prepping. For all my straight girlies out there, imagine publicly prepping for a date and having them.
No! Hey, guess what?
You've never met him. He's watching your stories as you literally are getting ready for a date. Anyways, I digress. To each their own. No, I love it. I helped you throughout.
I literally got a spray tan, and I posted about it. I got a spray tan. Like, there's so much that's wrong with this scenario. I got a spray tan. I posted, what outfit should I get? Like, anything. I literally am like, I'm going on a date. Help me pick out an outfit. Psycho. Like,
Daniel is full on getting ready for prom. Daniel's full on getting ready for prom publicly on his social media today. And I hope this man looked good when he rolled up and picked your ass up. Because I know you did.
He did. And by the way, this guy's favorite thing is LaCroix. He loves a key lime LaCroix. Dies that it tastes like fucking Go-Gurt. That's a red flag, but we're going to talk about that later.
Red flag. A little bit.
Right. Right, 100%. Anyways. God, I can't believe Zayn is going to watch this and he's going to think I'm fucking psycho, but it's fine.
I'm dying to know what the update is. Like, what happened? Oh, did you book your flight? So you go on a date.
Oh. So we go on a date. He picks me up. First thing I enter the car and he's like, you look so good. I love your outfit. So cute. We're driving. We're talking about music. We're talking about everything. The conversation's great. We get to the restaurant. We walk there. We wait 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. And while we're waiting, it feels like 15, 20. He's leaning in the whole conversation. Like, you know when a guy leans in, like leaning in on the chair, blah, blah. And I'm leaning in too. I'm breaking the touch boundary. He's breaking the touch boundary as well. Like, hitting my, like, leg, my arm, all of this stuff. Like,
yeah, literally body language on a first date is important, in my opinion. And my love language is physical touch. So if I'm into the person, I'm usually, like, touching their arm, their leg, whatever.
Oh, and if you know I was feeling that bicep, bitch. You know I was feeling that bicep through that shirt. And I was like, good.
As you should. Nice. As you should.
Anyways, so whatever. Date's going well. We're having such good conversation. He's dying laughing. I'm like, this man really thinks I'm funny. Like, and I know I am, but I'm like, God, like, I really am. But pat on the back, bitch. Okay. And so then my best friend texts me and it's like, oh, good luck on your date tonight. And he sees that. I'm like, wow, let me go kill myself. I was like, let me go punch myself in the face. And so anyways, literally, he takes my phone, takes a picture and sends it to my best friend and says, hi. And my best friend is like, give the phone back to mom. And I'm like, oh, well, that's so funny.
That's kind of cute.
Oh, no, no, we can't. No, it was cute, but we have to get over it. Anyways, so.
We might hate him.
So whatever.
Story.
He has to pick up his, roommate, his best friend. So he's like, already, whatever, the date is done. We're leaving the restaurant. And he's like, listen, I don't know when your next flight back home is, but I'd love to see you again. I have 4 days off next week. Let's get together. I said, sure, done, whatever. We're driving the car, playing music, joking. I tell him how I don't think Helen Keller is real. That's going to be a whole nother podcast, bitch, because she's fucking fake. Anyways, whatever. We get to my place. He parks the car. He's like, oh, I have a few minutes before we go in. I'm like, or before I have to leave. He plays me his favorite songs. He's like, I never usually play these. Like, it's an event, but like, I'm going to play them for you. Homeboy is in his feels. He be looking good, whatever. Again, we listen to them. Right before I leave, he's like, again, like, hey, like, I'm going to Barton Creek next week, like, with my best friend on Wednesday. Like, please come with us. Like, I'd love to see you again next week. And I'm like, done. Let's make it happen.
Okay, weird. I don't know if this – do you ever – sorry, not to spoil it, but do you see him again? Do you end up seeing him again? No. Okay, so these are – that's two red flags. The fact that he said once, I really want to see you again, da-da-da-da-da, when are you free? And then he says it again, I really want to see you again.
And then said it twice.
That's weird.
Right.
That's weird to say that. On a first date, not mean it.
It gets worse. It gets worse. And let me let everybody know why. This is why I'm like, I just like broken. Anyways, whatever. I leave the date. I'm on the phone with my friend. And at first I was like, why am I not excited? Like, why am I not bouncing off the walls? But I realized, you know, when people have that like first date, like they didn't know what to expect and they're so excited and blah, 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 like all of that. They're so giddy. But I've already had that leading up this whole week. I've been texting him every day. We called. I've been Snapchatting him. Like, I already know what to expect going in. Like, I'm already good.
Yeah, so I feel like you had a little bit of a unique experience that you guys were talking literally all week. Whereas, like,
so much.
I tend to, like, not exchange that many messages and, like, pick a date and show up. I don't need to talk to them all week. Anyways,
100%.
That makes sense why feel that way. Keep going.
Again, I talk to this man more than I probably have talked to you, like, throughout this year. I'm not kidding you. Like, and we talk a lot. We talk a shit ton. I talk, like, it was disgusting. Like, I have pages, bitch. We could go to trial, and it would take them days to go through it. Anyways, I digress. I'm on the phone with my friend telling her about my date, and then this man literally texts me, and I literally wish I wasn't on my phone. I pull up the text verbatim, and he was like, hey, I had a really good time. He's like, thanks for coming out with me tonight. I had a really good time tonight. Smiley face. I hope you did too. And then he was like, thank you for opening up to me about like your parents. Like, I'm sorry it hasn't been the easiest. Him and I shared like literally gay trauma like throughout this whole day. Like deep fucking shit. And I'm a person, I will match energy. He was unloading to me being deep. Yeah. I will unload back, right? Like, I will match what you're giving out. I will never go too far.
Which is why I always find that people love you and kind of like me when we go on dates is because we're so good at matching energies and matching personalities that people just fall in love with Daniel. People literally will just mend in love with
Them. I thought this one would fall in love with
me. Okay, so he texts you, you that he had a great time. How many hours after the date was this?
Oh, less than an hour.
Less than an hour. He texts you. So for the people listening, he has said twice now, I want to see you again on the date. And he texts you less than an hour after the date saying, thanks so much. I had fun. Hope you did too.
Yes, he was like, hey, I had a really good time, smiley face, but not the emoji, bitch. We're talking parentheses with a whatever, colon, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? And then he's like, I hope you did too. Thanked me for opening up, whatever. This is like probably an hour after like the date. Again, and he told me he wanted me to be his best friend on Wednesday, this Wednesday, to go to Barton Creek. He's like, oh, I think it'd be so much fun. So again, my brain, I'm like, wow, it went really well. He really likes me. Liked what happened. I know we had a good time. And I could tell how he was looking at me on the date. Like, you know when someone thinks you're cute. Like, you know.
Yeah.
And so whatever. Flash forward. I sent him a message later that night. He had work at 5 a.m. in the morning. And I was like, how was I not supposed to have a fun time with you or whatever? Like, it was perfect. And then I said something to the effect where I was like, until you said you didn't like Dasani and thought the High School Musical, the musical series, was better than High School Musical. Joking with him. And then I said, listen, thanks for opening up about your trauma as well. You're easy to talk to. Like, it's so great that you are the person you are today after all you've been through. Because he's been through some shit.
Love.
Whatever. So it's all fun and fresh, whatever. The next morning, I don't get a text from him, but I get a Snapchat at 5 o'clock in the morning. And we're snapping all throughout the day. And I remember saying something to, oh no, I said something to the effect, I said, what are you doing Monday? Because he said he had 4 days off. He said he had from Monday to Wednesday or Thursday off.
You sent a snap saying, what are you doing Monday? Or he sent the snap?
I sent him a text. I said, hey, what are you doing Monday? Because in the car, he said, let's go out next week. Let's do something like, yes. He said, let's do something outdoorsy. Let's do something like hiking, whatever. So okay. I am just initiating what he already put out on the table.
Yes, exactly.
Like, this is not coming from out of nowhere. He literally is like, let's do it. I do that, whatever.
I'm on the same page as you. So you send that text and what happens?
I send that text later that day. Because we're snapping all throughout the day or whatever, after the date. He had a really shitty shift. He was like, this was the third worst shift of my life, whatever. I was like, listen, if you want to, like, chat about it, let me know. If not, whatever. And then he was like, hey, I just got home or whatever. Like, I'm just going to ignore what happened, like, and decompress. Because he had 2 5 a.m. shifts back to back. He worked from 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. Healthcare people are no fucking joke. So I sent him that text message that night. Let's say 24 hours after the date. 24 hours after the date, I sent him, hey, what are you doing Monday?
Yeah.
After his bad shift.
Okay.
No response because he's sleeping. Because he's going to bed. He has a shift at 5 a.m. I sent this about like 10, 11 o'clock at night. Okay. So again, he's sleeping. Fine. It's good. We live, laugh, love. Next morning, I wake up. He says, oh my God, I'm actually going to a brewery with my best friend or whatever. Like crying emoji on Monday. Like recovering like from after what the shitty shift he had. You know? And I'm like, okay, fair. I text him back. I text him like, oh, hope your day is better, whatever. I was like, already, like, what are your plans going to be for Tuesday? Are you going to be too hungover? Whatever. Like, I'm like, I was like, maybe we can go on a hike. I'm dying for a fucking acai bowl. Dying for one.
Okay. So this is, okay. So you follow up, you say, what are you doing Tuesday? And do you get a response?
No. No.
No response.
The whole day. This is yesterday, right? So this is like a full, like, this is a full, like, the date was that night. The whole day happens where he had a really shitty shift, whatever. He goes to bed. I wake up the next day to this message of him going to think. I sent him my thing at, like, 1 p.m. 1 p.m.
Everything's happening very quickly. Keep in mind also between this time period, Daniel's on the phone with me and probably 5 other friends about how this man is end game for him.
My husband. Guys, no, I told... No, guys, listen. This is so embarrassing and insane. If you're watching this, like, I'm so sorry.
This man's on one date. And he said, he literally got me, Rachel, I'm moving to Austin for this man.
No, Rachel, I said that before the date, and that's what's embarrassing. But you want to know what's even worse? I told this spray tannist this was my husband before the first date, bitch. I said, I'm spraying, bitch, ass out, double cheeks up. And I said, I'm meeting my husband in 2 days. Like, I'm meeting him in person in 2 days.
Okay, TBT to when literally I said the same exact words when I was going to meet Nick in the circle. I was talking to my producer, and I was like, I'm about to meet my husband. About Nick. About Nikki.
No. But guys, here's the thing, is I need to preface this before I continue. I really, like, I don't get this dramatic. Like, I'm dramatic, but I don't get this dramatic. Like, I've never met somebody like him in my life. Like how we communicated, how we connected. And I will always say that. I've never met someone like him before. So anyways, whatever. He doesn't respond to my Tuesday text. Okay. Never. But guess what? You want to hear the shady thing? Is we snap throughout the day on a shift about 5-6 times.
Yeah.
But so we're snapping, but he's not responding to that text message. I'm like, what's going on? Like, that's a little weird. That's a little fishy. Come the nighttime, he tells me he just got off his shift. He's home, whatever. And I see that he literally looked at my Instagram and it said seen. Like I saw it. I'm like, so like, I know you're on social media. Like you didn't go to bed. Like you still haven't texted me when I texted you at 1 p.m. It's about 9 o'clock right now. Like what's going on? But we snapped all throughout the day. This is weird.
Yeah.
So then he snaps me at night. It's a shirtless picture or whatever. Cause I was telling him how I got scammed about $900, which is fine. I'm getting the money back. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And he's like, oh, like making water or whatever, or like whatever, cooking water, whatever. I snap him back. I don't hear from him. He goes to bed. Goodbye. Flash forward to today, bitch.
Okay. This is where things.
This is where everything goes downhill. Okay. Everything goes downhill.
Okay. What happens?
So I wake up. I purposely go to bed late, whatever. And in my brain, I'm still confused on the situation. I wake up at noon. No Snapchat, no text message. And I'm like, what? Because guess what? I snapped him. He snapped me back. I snapped a picture of Luke. And I was like, you're going to have to teach me how to, like, cook water. And I was like, if we meet again, side eye emoji. Because I wanted him to say, like, oh, yeah, we're going to hang out. Or, oh, yeah, we're not. I was done with this limbo.
Yeah, you were kind of right. You were kind of, like, beating around the bush. Like, oh, what is he going to say to this? I'm going to, like, throw out feelers. Because you still haven't responded to my 1 p.m. text. Keep in mind also.
Of the day before.
Literally the day before. Also, I'm dying over the fact that you just glazed over. You're like, I purposefully stayed up so that I would stayed up late so that I would wake up late, hoping I had a notification from this man.
When
he starts dictating your sleeping patterns, you guys, that's when it's time to leave.
Bitch, I was watching Elite, bitch. I was like, listen, stay up late, go to bed, wake up later, per. Anyways. Because again, his day is off. He has 4 days off from today, right? By the way, let me add, this man told me he was on Tinder for only a week and a half. He was like, I finally settled in Austin, blah, blah, on the date. And oh, on the date, he literally told me, he was like, I do not talk like this with anybody else. He was like, you are the only person I talk like this. Again, these are just factors you need to know. So anyways, I wake up. It's noon, bitch. Nothing. And I'm like, what is going on?
R.I.P. headphone users.
R.I.P. all headphone users. Listen, nothing. And I'm fucking pissed. It is 1 p.m. I said, girl, I'm texting my friend. I'm calling her. I said, if he does not message me back by literally 4 o'clock, oh, dead. I'm calling his ass out. Oh, dead. Like, we're gone. 1:30 comes along. Babes, it is a full 24 hours since I had that initial text. Nothing. Nothing. What's going on? So it is 2:30. I'm watching Elite, vibing, boom. Text snaps from Gabe after I finished the Elite episode. 3 snaps, not one, not two, but 3. And here's the thing, Matt and I were like, is he trying to do a slow burn? Is he trying to ghost me? But his actions weren't doing that. You don't slow burn by snapping someone multiple times, 2-3 times each time a day. You're not.
Stop. What is the definition of slow burn? What does that mean?
Slow burn is kind of like when you do a subtle, it's like not ghosting, but it's like you're slow burning it out. Like, you know, you're slowing. Yeah.
Okay.
100%. So I was like, but he's not doing that to me though. Cause he's snapping me like every time he would snap, it'd be 2-3 snaps each time. Right. So I'm like, what's going on? So I'm on the phone with my girl for 30 minutes. I'm like, I'm gonna post about being booked and busy. Like I am. I'm not going to let it get to me. I go to my text message. There was a text message in my box this past 40 minutes. And I'm like, whoa. Oh my God.
What did it say? Was it an essay?
Oh, it was like, it wasn't an essay, but it was like somewhat long.
Ugh.
I'm going to have to say it off the top of my head because it's on my phone. I fucking hate that I did that to myself. But it was something to the effect where it was like, hey, I'm so sorry for this like criminally like late text message or whatever. He was like, I'm just trying to find out how to be like, to put this like in the right words and to be like most respectful to like your and my feelings. And long story short, pretty much was just saying like, he doesn't have romantic feelings for me at all. He was like, I just, like, don't have romantic feelings, like, this and that. He was like, I feel bad. I know I'm butchering it, and I, like,
are you like, kidding? Luke. He literally was borderline. Maybe I'm dramatic and exaggerating, but love bombing you. Like, the way he was, the way you guys were communicating, the snaps, the, like, FaceTime, the texting, the constant communication, and then to literally say, two or three different times on date number one, I want to see you again. And then just be like, hey, I do not
rage
you at all.
Rage. Oh, I know. And I know. So the whole thing was like, he's like, I just like don't have like the romantic like feelings there for you. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, I wish. Oh, my God. Can I don't think I can exit this. Can I and read the text?
I don't think I can. I wouldn't. But we can try it. We can test it after we're done. Also, we're at 30 minutes. So just keep in mind that we probably don't want to go past like a certain amount of time.
100%. So whatever. So anyways, I literally am over here. This man, whatever, says X, Y, Z about me. And I'm like, okay, the romantic involved, all this and whatever. And I was like, it was very a nice, eloquent essay of what, not an essay, like a message it was. He told me his feelings. He told me where he was coming from. This would have been good to know the day after the date, right? Like, that would have been nice to know. Digress here or there. So then what ends up happening is that I message him back and I'm like, hey, listen, like, you're saving the kids. LOL, don't worry. I was like, I appreciate you, like, just being upfront and honest with me, blah, blah, blah. And I said, but I do have a fucking question for you. And I was like, I don't want this to come off like I'm, like, angry or bitter. Like, I genuinely want to know. I was like, if you had question marks about your romantic feelings towards me, why would you invite to hang out with me not once, yes, but twice,
yes,
in the next week? You know, yes, what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't, yes, make sense. Homeboy was very respectful, very responsive, very just like good. He was like, no, like, I totally understand where you're coming from. He was like, once I dropped you off from the date, he was like, I was thinking about like us in like a romantic way. And he was like, and it like gave me like anxiety. And he's like, and I don't think like, and he's like, I haven't been in a relationship in a while. And he's like, I just don't think like, I just don't see that for like you and I. And I'm like, okay, I understand. But then it goes to, if you were having that conversation with yourself after the date, then why did you text me after the date that you had a really, really good time? Like, I hope I did too, blah, blah, blah. Like, again, further the lead on.
It sucks and because so I feel like people do that a lot where they, like, are just trying to be nice. And then they realize that they, like, I'll do it, like, where I'm too nice to people. And I'll continue to hang out with people. Cue Daniel leaving the podcast. Sorry. And I'm too nice, and I'm too nice. And I say the same thing. I'd love to see you again. Had really fun. I like hanging out with them. But the thought of being with them, I'm like, absolutely not. I could never do that.
And so, but that's the thing, though. It's like, I could have understood if, like, he was just like, you say the basic shit. Hey, I had a good time. Yeah. Like, hope you did too. You know what I mean? I get that. But it was the, you wanted to go on, you wanted to hang out next week. You wanted to do this and that next week, right? And then he tells me, what was I just about to say? So we're talking, whatever. And he was like, yeah, like, when I said those things to you, I really wanted to see you again. And I really wanted to have this again. But then he was like, but then, like, when I thought about, like, it romantically, like, I just, like, don't, like, see that for you, whatever. And I'm just like, that was 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Like, if you're having this dialogue with yourself 3 days ago, like, but then it's weird. Why are you Snapchatting me all day yesterday? Why are you Snapchatting me multiple times? And the weird thing is he Snapchatted me 3 times at 2:26. And then he gave me that large paragraph at 2:29.
No.
So wait, if you knew you were going to fucking, like, end things, why didn't you snap me 3 different times? And he said something to the effect where he was like, when he sat me or whatever, and I was like, oh, you're going to have to teach me how to cook water. He's like, oh, yeah, like, he said, okay. He's like, only if you teach me, like, how to, like, get scammed or, like, get fraud of, like, $900. So weird. And it gets worse. It gets worse. He literally was, like, saying how he hoped. He said something. He was like, we were talking about, like, oh, about moving to Texas, whatever. And he was like, he said something to the effect, and he was like, I really want you to move to Texas. Like, he was like,
This was before the paragraph long text or after?
Oh, no, after. After. He
said, I still want you to move to Texas.
No, it wasn't I still want. It was something where he's like, I hope you move to Texas so bad. That's what it was.
No.
He said, I hope you move to Texas so bad. And I'm over here like, what? And before we hopped on, he messaged me back and he said something about like, oh, your parents will lose their mind if you move to Texas. And then he put 2 smirk emojis.
That's what the 2 smirk emojis came from?
Yep.
Why are you not unfollowing? You could be like, yeah. Oh, you need to be like, yeah, I moved to Texas too, and literally never reach out and never talk to him again.
Matt said the same thing. I know, but Matt said the same thing. But the problem is it's like we talked so much, and I genuinely thought he was a really good guy. I really did. And I know these actions are not proving it, and I understand that. And all the viewers are going to say, drop him. But it's like my problem is I don't blame him for not having romantic feelings towards me. That's not the case.
No.
It was just in your mind, though, if you had questions, if you did not know when we were on that date, I don't know if I'm romantically invested in this man. Don't tell me you want to hang out twice. I don't care if you wanted to hang out with me again. I don't care if you wanted to see me again in that fucking moment. But if you thought...
He, bid promising in, sorority life, LOL. The sorority is coming at me. It's like,
oh, I know what you're talking about. Oh, I know.
I hope I see you again. Oh, see you tomorrow, when you leave the sorority house, and then, you don't get don't get invited back the next day. You're like, why would you say that to you? And then literally say 3 days later, after borderline ghosting you, that he just doesn't have romantic feelings.
But that's the funny thing. It was ghosting me on text, but you weren't ghosting me on Snapchat. You were Snapchatting me multiple times each time throughout the day. So that's why this was all so fucked. That is why none of this made sense.
I don't like him, but I will be honest. I have done that before. Exactly what he did. To a T.
You're such a fucking ass. I hate you. I don't get why people... It just doesn't make sense to me, though. But it was why did you wait 3 days after? You waited over a day to text me, but you Snapchatted me throughout the whole fucking day. What was I supposed to think? Literally, what was Daniel supposed to think?
Yeah, the Snapchat part is weird. The Snapchat part, I will say, is really weird. But, I've done it where I hope they get the hint that I'm, slow burning or phasing out a little bit, where I don't
respond. But that's what he wasn't doing.
For a day.
Exactly.
For 48 hours. And then I send the text. Not it.
But here's the thing. We were so hot and heavy. He was saying all these things on the date, after the date, texting after the date, whatever, and then proceeded to Snapchat me. When he Snapchatted me, it wasn't one Snapchat and one little word or two words. It was a paragraph on Snap he would send me with a picture. And it would be two snaps in a row throughout the whole day. So I'm I just look at it where I was you could have done so much better and you just fucking didn't.
So are you going to respond, yes or no?
Yes. I probably will respond... But here's the thing. I don't want to give him, power in the sense that, I'm bothered. And it's I am because I really liked him and I'm bothered because of how he handled the situation. But then it's he handled it good if he just didn't put all that extra other fucking shit in there. But again, how are you going to love bomb me and not know if you're romantically interested in me? Do you know what I'm saying? How are you going to, message me, worth, all this shit? Best friends on Snapchat. Text every day, blah, blah, but you don't know going into the date that you're romantically interested in me. After you told me you would have had a crush on me, that you find me so cute. We were in the car, Rachel, and I was complaining about fucking Helen Keller, and he was like, you are just so freaking cute.
He's love bombing you.
So
he has
so to the fans, so to the family, am I fucking psychotic, or to the fans, am I psychotic, to the watchers, did I do anything wrong? What should I have done? I need to know. Please give us your comments. Honestly, I'm okay. Genuinely, my heart is okay. I am not, broken. I really am not.
I don't think you did anything wrong. I think, unfortunately, you got your hopes up because you really liked him and he didn't help the situation. He didn't help you out because he fully took your hopes to another level by borderline. I think it was a form of love bombing. I don't think it was an extreme form.
I do, too.
I think
it was love bombing as well. And that's what it was. And it's I just look at it where you don't talk to someone that much and not know where your intentions are going in.
No.
You do not tell me you go into the date not knowing if you're romantically interested in me at all. We FaceTimed, we talked for hours. I told you this, you told me this, you're opening up, blah, blah, blah. Maybe he's just a Christian fuckboy. I don't know, because it was just so, but he even said he's he didn't want to hook up. He literally was I gave you my phone number so you would know I was interested in you. He's very traditional. So this is why it's such a complex fucking story. And I just wanted to come to Texas to visit my fucking person. That's it. And I got looped into this shit. So fuck Texas. I need a break.
You're like, I hate Texas. This is all Texas's fault. And back he goes to Florida. Literally, this happened. You guys, he took his flight back to Florida.
I did not have a returning flight, and I literally was on the phone with my friend Taylor, and I said, I'm booking my flight fucking tomorrow in less than 24 hours, and that's what I'm doing. Anyways, that's my fucking tea. Who deuces. Knows? Let's fucking,
I yeah, think
deuces to fucking Zane.
To the listeners and the watchers, let Daniel know in the comments or message him on Instagram your thoughts and opinions.
If Zane sees this shit, and I think he is.
You're wearing all black on the plane tomorrow, and we're having a funeral for him, and you're deleting
his memory. Mourning, bitch.
Literally.
We'll talk about it. I know.
Are you?
I can't. Listen, my toxic brain is like, do you ever have those people in relationships? And I hate saying this. This makes me sound so desperate. And I'm Daniel fucking Cusimano. I shouldn't be. Do you ever have people in relationships where it's like, at first you're like, no, I was not interested in them at fucking all. And then as time went on, you were. That my brain, because here's the thing. I was open with him and I was vulnerable and I was honest. I really truly developed feelings for this man. I really did. So I know they're not going to leave overnight. So right now, that's what my brain is fucking saying. I'm not keeping my hopes up. I'm moving on. We're done.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know if I want to completely burn the bridge, even though he was a fucking dick to me and he doesn't deserve anything. He doesn't deserve after what he did to me.
Leaving tomorrow is going to help that, because if you don't want to, you don't have to burn the bridge, but at least you're leaving and getting your ass out of Texas and going back home for a little bit.
I need our listeners to help me out, because I need a stern talking to. But that's my life. What is that TikTok where it's like, it's just like, you're probably wondering how I got here.
Well, that's my life. Thanks for watching. Something like that.
That's it. Well, that's my life. Thanks for watching.
Thanks so much for watching.
No, I hope you had a good time, because I sure did.
Hope you had a good time, because I sure did. And she's like so happy. What is that sound bite from? I need to look that up.
I think it's from like fucking TikTok. I don't know. But that, guys, let me know. That's the tea. That's what I've been going through this whole week. It's been depressing.
That is our catch up. Our
move
very
on.
Long catch up. This was the catch up took up our entire podcast today. Was that Matt?
It usually won't, guys. I don't think this usually happens a lot to us. So we should be good. No.
Yeah, we should be good.
Next time we'll have a theme. We'll have questions. We'll bring callers on. It's gonna be so fun. We got it all going.
It's gonna be so fun. Please let us know. Please help Daniel out. He is currently sparkling. He looks so sad.
No, I'm just like so exhausted. I'm so like, my brain right now is so like, I just want this Papa John's fucking stuffed crust. Oh. Pepperoni pizza.
All right,
and to watch the Notebook and cry.
Okay, we're gonna let Daniel have his breakup moment. He wants to eat pizza and watch the Notebook and cry a little bit. So we're gonna sign off this podcast. Thank you for joining. Thank you for listening to Daniel.
Thank you.
Problems. Like he said, we will have a theme. We will have Q&As. We will have guests on in future episodes. Thank you for tuning into episode one. You can follow Daniel on Instagram at Daniel Cusimano and give him your boy advice. I think he should hold a funeral. You can follow me on Instagram at Rachel Ward with an underscore. And you can give me boy advice if you want, because I always have boy problems, and we're going to get into those in later episodes. But thank you for tuning in, Daniel.
Guys, maybe I'll bring Zane on. Who knows? Maybe I bring Zane on.
He's going to watch this. He's like, can I come on? He wants to come on. I can feel it.
I'll piss myself senseless. But guys, thank you for watching. Tune in. We will be back in 2 weeks with all questions, comments, concerns. We love you guys. And that is all for this week's episode. See you guys soon.
Bye.
Mwah.